left the house muttering about superstitious old women who could not stand change. He took a random roundabout route, occasionally pausing to watch the comet. It was spectacular, a great mane of glory. He wondered if his dream had been trying to tell him something, a shadow devouring the moon. Not solid enough, he decided. Nearing the edge of town, he heard voices. He softened his step. People were not usually out at this time of night. They were inside an abandoned shack. A candle flickered inside. Pilgrims, he supposed. He found a peephole, but he could see nothing save a man's back. Something about those slumped shoulders. Visand? Of course not. Too wide. More like that one ape of Tokar's. He could not identify the voices, which were mostly whispers. One did sound a lot like Menfu's habitual whine. The words were distinct enough, though.
"Look, we did everything we could to get him out of here. You take a man's job and home, he ought to realize he's not wanted. But he won't go."
A second voice.
"Then it's time for heroic measures."
Whiny voice.
"That's going too far."
Short of disgust.
"Yellow, I'll do it. Where is he?"
"Holed up in the old stable, the loft. Fixed himself a pallet, like an old dog in a corner."
A grunt as someone rose, feet moving. Bowman's grabbed his belly, mouse stepped away and hid in a shadow. A hulking figure crossed the road. Comet light glittered upon a naked blade. Bowman scuttled to a more distant shadow and stopped to think. What did it mean? Murder, surely. But who? Why? Who had moved into the abandoned stable? Pilgrims and transients used the empty places all the time. Who were those men? Possibilities occurred. He banished them. They were too grim. When his nerves returned, he hurried to the dig. Stancil's lantern was there, but he was nowhere in sight. "Stance?" No answer. "Stancil, where are you?" Still no answer. Almost in panic, he shouted, "Stancil! That you, Pop? Where are you?" "Taking a crap." Bowman sighed, sat down. His son appeared a moment later, brushing sweat off his forehead. Why? It was a cool night. "Stance, did Visand change his mind? I saw him leaving this morning. A while ago I heard men plotting to kill somebody. Sounded like they meant him."
"Kill? Who?"
"I don't know. One of them might have been Menfu. There were three or four of them. Did he come back?"
"I don't think so. You didn't dream something, did you? What are you doing out in the middle of the night, anyway?"
That nightmare again. I couldn't sleep. I didn't imagine it. Those men were going to kill somebody because he wouldn't leave.
That doesn't make sense, Pop.
I don't care. Bowman's world. He heard the strange noise again. A figure staggered into the light. It took three steps and fell.
"Visand! It is Visand! What did I tell you?"
The former monitor had a bloody wound across his chest.
"I'm okay," he said. "I'll be okay. Just shock. It's not as bad as it looks."
"What happened?"
"Tried to kill me. Told you all hell would break loose. Told you they'd make a play. Beat them this round, though. Got their assassin instead."
"I thought you left. I saw you leave."